Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 91, and I'm here in person with Rylan again.
You know, we've been gotten a few episodes, I think like close to five or something so far.
Four or five
in the past 2 weeks or so. Yeah. So we're stepping it up, you know, we're trying to get more episodes out before I leave and stuff. I leave next week, so episode 91, nine away to 100.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do for 100, but
yeah, we're just thinking about it, and I don't know, keep an eye out. Maybe for our 100th episode, we might release a new podcast we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Not sure what we're going to call it yet, but
yeah, we've been been thinking about it and stuff. We'll let you guys know, that 100th episode. But before this episode starts officially, join the new Discord. We've been stuck in 20 members for I don't know how long. And Piranha, he's not here right now. There's a switch. He's actually right behind you guys.
Yeah, he's looking from behind.
If you don't join Discord, he's going to chop your head off.
That's rough.
From behind, so.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it. Join the Discord.
All right, so we've been talking quite a bit about Black Ops 6 here the past couple weeks. And
it comes out soon.
Right? In October.
Yeah, so a few months.
Yeah.
What, 3 months?
4 months.
4 months.
All right, so Black Ops 6 zombies have been revealed.
It says here, the zombies mode is coming back in a big way in Black Ops 6. With the return of round-based maps at launch, there will be two new maps to tackle in zombies. Terminus and Liberty Falls. And a sprinkling of story beats around the operatives you play as in this mode. Because you know how like Black Ops 1 had a bit of a story to it. I don't think Black Ops 2. Yeah, Black Ops 2 did. I think a little bit. Not as much as Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
Because they focused on like DLCs and stuff more.
Yeah. And then Black Ops 3 had like the rituals and stuff. So it was kind of like story.
Yeah. But it says here. No, 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 where's that? It says here. Expect to see returning power-ups, weapons, and more vile monsters to gun down. So power-ups, like how in Black Ops 3, it had power-ups and stuff, like the gumballs and stuff like that.
Well, that means power-ups like insta-kill and stuff like that.
Yeah, true. Maybe, who knows, maybe they might add gumballs back too.
Yeah, maybe. The gumballs are actually a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Get power-ups from it and everything. It's pretty nice.
I actually forgot about it until you just said that. Like, it was pretty cool.
I heard power-ups, and I kind of just thought of that. I didn't think of, like, the perks you get from killing zombies, like the insta-kill, double points, all that.
Right. Or even, like, double-tap root beer and
Yeah, like the Juggernog. Yeah, they could add those too. Who knows? They could add everything.
Yeah.
That would be nice. They did. It would give you more of an opportunity to, you know.
At least I forgot about the gumballs. That was a pretty interesting idea in Black Ops 3 and something they had.
There's a whole bunch of machines around the maps and stuff. It was a good idea.
It was.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It says here, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 will be available on PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and Microsoft Windows when it launches. That's really about it. It says, read up on our Black Ops 6 pre-orders. But yeah, Black Ops 6 Zombies is going to be... I've seen some things. It looks nice.
Just Black Ops 6 in general looks nice. The whole game looks really realistic and everything
like that, you know. I wonder what it's going to look like on the, you know, older gen consoles, though, like the PS4.
I don't know. I'll get it on PC, but...
Yeah, I will, too.
I don't know if I want to get it on Steam or just Game Pass.
I don't know. I mean, if you get on...
I'm leaning more towards Steam.
For that game, but then get, like, the rest of the games, because we know Call of Duty's going to come out and stuff.
Yeah, so like the older Call of Duty's, like Black Ops 2 or whatever else comes to the service, he'll get Game Pass for that. But like, just buy Black Ops 6 on Steam, probably. Yeah,
just buy Black Ops 6 on Steam, then you get, like, say, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 1, you know, Call of Duty 4, whatever.
Whatever you get.
Yeah.
All right. So the Xbox showcase was like last Sunday, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But they announced a new Gears of War game.
I love the Gears of War series. I mean,
it's a good series,
especially the first three.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah,
it's not one that I've really got heavily into.
Yeah,
but
I didn't really fully get heavily.
Like,
into
I didn't beat
it.
The games or nothing, but they're fun to play.
Yeah,
they're a good third person shooter.
I especially never got to beat the first game. Remember the ring around my disc?
Because you jump around so much.
Yeah, whenever I was little, I used to jump around a lot playing the Xbox. And the Xbox was on the floor, so it shook, and
the laser burner ring in it.
Yeah, it was rough. I still have that disc.
Do you?
Yeah. It says here, nearly 4 years after the launch of Gears 5, Kaladin? Has officially revealed the next mainline Gears of War game with a brand new trailer entitled Gears of War E-Day. Not D-Day, E-Day. Says here. Says you can watch the trailer below, which debuted during today's Xbox showcase. Obviously, it wasn't today.
Right.
Shows younger versions of the series' original heroes, Marcus, Phoenix, and Dom. So the original three from the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, four, I guess. It says here, there's no release date or window was revealed, though, during the showcase. It says here, Xbox revealed even more about the latest in the Gears of War franchise. In a blog post shortly after the showcase, they described E-Day was an origin story that depicts, I guess it's like kind of how, it says here, how the Locust invasion on Emergence Day through the eyes of Marcus Phoenix. So I guess it's a little origin story, maybe how they met and whatnot.
Yeah, like just go back. It's like a prequel to the series or something. Yeah, and then you know, like, show how everything
started. It's
like
this game, then the original three, then whatever else.
Yeah.
It says here, it's going to feel like a new Gears game because that's what it is. Creative director Matt Searcy said in the Xbox blog post, it's us revisiting the tone and feeling that what makes the Gears great, but we're tapping into new techniques, new processes, and new technology that's going to make the gameplay feel better than ever. It's going to be awesome. A game that feels both truly new and authentically Gears. Gears fans have been waiting to finally see the future of the Gears franchise, especially the Culleton's stunning Unreal Engine 5 tech demo. That's giving a glimpse into the future of what video games could become. Because, you know, Unreal Engine 5, it's ridiculous how realistic and crap everything is.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember when they put it on Fortnite. It changed the game completely. It had the way it looked and everything. It was weird. But it says here, today's announcement doesn't come up as a huge shock. in line of previous report that it would be a debut during the showcase. So,
which we kind of, I don't know, it's been a couple months that we said that a Gears of War game has been leaked, like a new one that should be revealed.
The last time
soon.
We talked about Gears of War is whenever we were talking about the games being transferred over, like we were guessing on what type of games were going to.
But I know before that we talked about that it was rumored that a new Gears of War game was being developed, and then it was finally announced last Sunday.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I'm actually really excited for that because, you know, it's the backstory of, you know, the main characters of the original, you know, games.
Yeah, prequels are always pretty cool to go, you know, to
back
take
to
a
see how everything happened and stuff.
Right. Yeah, stuff that people don't know about.
Yeah, so it'll be awesome to figure out how, like, maybe how the invasion started and stuff and all that.
Right.
For the games and everything. So I really can't wait for that. It's going to be awesome. So Gears of War.
I'd say it'll come to Game Pass day one. So, just get Game Pass to play it. But
so, was it Gears of War E Day?
Yeah. E-day. Gears of War E Day.
Not C Day, not A Day, not B Day, not D Day. E Day. So, yeah, I can't wait for that. It sounds exciting.
Yeah.
It's one of the games I'm, like, actually kind of excited for.
Yeah. I think the game I'm as excited for right now is just Black Ops 6, honestly.
Yeah, that and Black Ops 6. I can't wait. That's sure as Black Ops 6 and Gears of War E-Day would be, what's the sixth one? Gears 5?
Yeah.
I mean, Gears of War Judgments and stuff's there, but I don't know if I'll count that.
I don't know if
because that's a different timeline.
Yeah, or something. Just a spinoff, maybe. I'm not sure how that works.
I'm going to say E-Day is the 6th.
And then another game I'm excited for is coming out soon is Luigi's Mansion 2.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like a remaster or something?
It's a remaster of the 3DS version, which I played the 3DS version.
We talk about it not that long ago.
But I didn't get to beat it because the Jade chewed up my cartridge.
It sucks. It sucks.
She's a mutt.
Jade's a mutt.
Yeah. All right. Xbox Series X 2TB model has been revealed, and we got the price for that.
I do not have the price for it because I couldn't find it off for some reason. But Ashton does. I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit more. I would say like maybe $50, $100 one.
So how much do you think the final price is?
Final price. So the original is like, what, $500?
Yeah.
I'm going to say like $600, $650.
Okay. All right. So it says announcing the Xbox Series S, 1TB in robot, white. That's not the one we're talking about, but I'm just reading the article. Xbox Series X, 1TB digital edition in robot white.
Yeah.
So there's the regular Xbox Series X in robot white. There's the 1TB digital edition in robot white. And then the Xbox Series X, 2TB Galaxy Black special edition.
Also, there's two different colors.
Yeah. All three launch holiday 2024.
Heck yeah. So Christmas. Right?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. It says pre-orders, market availability, and regional price coming soon. Xbox is passionate about building a community of gaming that connects players all over the world across a wide variety of games and devices.
Yeah.
This includes giving players more ways to join console gaming with Xbox as the best way to play and enjoy and diverse the experiences crafted by game creators.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read all that.
It's a lot. You have a lot on that variation.
It says, with the launch of new games for Xbox Series X and S, like PC, and PC like Avowed, Indiana Jones, and The Great Circle, Hellblade 2, this is one of the best years ever to upgrade your console or jump to Xbox for the first time. Experience the fastest, most powerful Xbox now with a 2TB SSD. This new special edition Xbox Series X delivers the same speed, performance, and features of Xbox Series X, but with twice the storage and a unique design. Drawing inspiration from constellations and the spirit of exploration and adventure that outer space evokes, the special edition console in Galaxy Black features a silver, gray, and green celestial effect representing thousands of games and millions of gamers playing on the Xbox.
Yeah.
And then it says Xbox Series X 2TB Galaxy Black Special Edition will be available in limited quantities in select markets for
$599.99. Wow. So, off. I figured it was going to be more.
Yeah, $100 more.
That was it. So I was like, on the mic.
Use clothes. Okay. Moving on. Epic Games database leaks.
It says here, got turned page. There's a little sentence on the turn page. It says here, an unofficial site tracking titles in Epic Games library may have, turn page, just leaked a ton of upcoming games as reported earlier by WCCF Tech. The site called EpicDB was taken offline shortly after it posted information scrapped from the Epic Games store catalog on Monday that didn't stop people from scanning the list and posting their findings. You can see the list of games from the publishers of Bethesda, Sega, Sony, Square Enix, and others in a series of screenshots posted by...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Posted by user on Reset Error forum, while some like Turok easy to spot, others are listed under previously rumored code names such as Parkside or BioShock 4. There are still other titles under code names that we haven't heard about. Some users speculate about Momo, point to a Final Fantasy IX remake. While Selma, may be the PC port of Red Dead Redemption 1, codename Utah could hint at a PC version of Last of Us Part 2, which is rumored to be almost ready to launch. Epic Games has since published an update preventing sites like EpicDB from scrapping its list of unpublished games. We released an update tonight so third-party tools can't surface any new unpublished product titles from Epic Games Store catalog. Epic Games spokesperson Brian Sharon in a statement to The Verge, but with so many other titles listed under unknown codenames like Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly.
From Sega and Brownie from Bethesda. Internet
sleuths
still have plenty of mysteries to figure out. So, yeah, that's interesting. There's a whole bunch of different code names for a whole bunch of different games.
Yeah. And stuff,
which people probably already know what most of the games are. Right. He said here, what was it? Utah. Codename Utah. You know, Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
And what was it?
Coming to PC.
Selma. Red Dead Redemption 1. So people are just figuring out what these mean and stuff, I'm guessing, and then they're just figuring
out. Yeah, a lot of people already know what the code names mean and what code name is to what game.
Yeah. So, yeah. If we get any more information on that, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah. All right, we'll go move on. This topic came from Ryland, so did the first one, but this one. If you could play only one console for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
One console for the rest of my life. Honestly, that's really difficult. Because the thing is, you have to think about like what games, because it's not PC. You can't do PC.
Yeah, it's just console.
Just console. You have to do like what games have like the best games that you want to play, like personally.
Right.
And like say if the console like doesn't have online anymore too. Or maybe say for this example it does have online.
Right. It's like an older console.
Yeah, say if you could only play it and say like if only you could play it, then say the whole world can only play it or whatever, right?
So if you can only play it, then the whole world can only play it?
Yeah. Just speculation. See, if it's an older console then, and it's online,
so you're going to be stuck in that era forever.
Yeah.
Whatever era the console release, you're going to be stuck in that forever.
Yeah.
So can you play local multiplayer?
You can do everything. There's just like, say like if the console was in its prime, online, whatever, say like the Xbox 360, you could do everything. But which console would you want?
Which console would you pick?
No, you go first. I'm making it hard for you, am I?
It's tough, but I mean, I gotta go with the sixth generation of gaming like I would any other time. The GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox original. So obviously the Xbox original, it had
Halo.
It had online.
Yeah, it had online. That was the first ever online console, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then PlayStation 2 had a ton of good games, you know. Yeah. But honestly, it's going to be hard to choose between PS2.
PS2, Xbox,
well, it's
going
to be hard to choose for me personally because I never owned an original Xbox. I played original Xbox games.
But never owned an actual.
So for me, it's between the GameCube and the PS2.
Yeah.
Because I had both of those, you know, local multiplayer for a bunch of good games.
Difficult.
It is difficult. And the GameCube, it's my favorite console of all time.
Yeah, but like say you can't play like online or anything like that.
But me personally, you grew up in an era different
than you.
It was online.
Yeah.
You start off online. Me, I start off local. And for me, local multiplayer is more fun than online multiplayer.
I mean, I get where you're coming from because I love playing local games like that. Because
You're there with the person, you can play with them, get their live reaction. Yeah, me and you, we play 2K.
It's fun.
Like it's better when we play 2K together, in the same room. You know, we get each other's reactions. You know,
it's fun
playing. I mean, talk on the phone's fine, but you don't get the whole experience.
Yeah, like local. I love playing local. And
So for me, that's why I'm going with the sixth generation of gaming.
Yeah, I understand that.
And then,
but I mean, like in the newer version. Do local anytime.
You can,
yeah.
But the games aren't made for local as much as they used to be. Because all you could do. Like, it used to be that's all you could do is local multiplayer because that's all you had.
Yeah.
But now they're focused more on online co-op instead of local co-op.
Yeah. Shoot. I don't know what mine would be. Honestly, because the Switch, I'm thinking about, like,
Switch.
There's certain consoles like Switch, 360, because you know Switch has a whole bunch of crap.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Older
a ton of games.
You have older like Nintendo systems. You have Nintendo 64, all that. You know, GameCube, not GameCube.
Well, you're getting like GameCube remasters, like Metro Prime 1.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of crap like that.
Yeah,
or like the 360. You know, that's just. But the 360, you know, a whole bunch of people had that. You know, people played. It was fun. I loved 360 days too. PS3, didn't really play it. So I can't really say much on it. Never really played multiplayer on it or anything. I know it's a good console, though.
It's pretty similar to the 360. Like, had around the same games. You know, you could play online, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think, because, You know, say you could do like a Xbox Now, like a PS5, you know, whatever.
I mean, you could do whatever you want.
But I'd say probably it's between, for me, the Switch or the 360. Because the Switch, 360. You can do a whole bunch of crap. You know, especially with Nintendo games. You know, you get basically every Nintendo game that, you know.
Yeah.
But in 360, you could do online play. You have Prime, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, all that, you know?
Yeah. So for me, it's GameCube, PS2, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I know I got to pick one, but...
I'd say 360.
360?
Even though, you know, Switch has all that crap, I still say 360.
360?
Because, you know, I had the best time on the 360. Because, you know, it's my first console.
Right.
You know, just why it's my first ever. It's my, like, favorite console of all time, you know.
So the GameCube wasn't my first console, but it was, yeah, it's my favorite.
Game Boy was, right?
No. I played Nintendo 64.
64.
First.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, like I said, it's tough between PS2 and GameCube.
Yeah, it really is.
But I'll go with the GameCube.
GameCube. I mean, yeah, you do have a whole bunch of different options. There's so many different You have games. Mario games, Zelda games. You know,
there's so many opportunities there for local multiplayer, like Smash Brothers, yeah. Mario Parties. Mario, you know, Kart. The ATV Quad Power Racing 2 that Mario we used Kart to play also. All the time. Mario Kart Double Dash. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different local games you can play together. And yeah. if you want, you can just casually play single-player games like Zelda,
yeah.
Mario. You
Super
know,
Mario Sunshine, Luigi's I mean, Mansion.
You can still play some Mario games, you know, local.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from with the game.
Yeah, for me, I just missed the era of local, like just having local multiplayer.
I mean, yeah, there's you know, there's like Smash Bros. Tournaments and stuff, you know, all that. That's local, obviously, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same, like... Like me and Carter, we'd be in the same room playing Smash Brothers or something. Me and Colin and Carter and Colby, all four of us playing Smash Brothers in the GameCube. Like, those are memories that I have that
I remember playing
we'll
Smash,
never, we'll never to, get to play, like get those memories Terra's, back again.
Going to Terra's playing Smash Bros. On the Wii and crap.
Yeah. We'll never get those memories back again because, you know, that's not how games are played anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's an era that you missed out on because obviously you're younger than us.
Yeah, I mean, I played locally. I used to play locally yeah. all the time in certain consoles, but I never got to fully experience this local.
Like, usually when we play together, like that, like we'd always have multiple consoles and multiple TVs in the same room.
I remember back whenever we lived in the trailer, me, because Colby came over, Colin came over. Mm-hmm. You guys were playing Ghosts.
Yeah.
In the living room TV. Colby had his 360 or something. He's playing ATV something.
Yeah.
On the ATV games. But you guys were playing Ghosts and crap. It was four screen multiplayer.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday, actually. And I was young.
Yeah, you were little.
I was like five.
Yeah, you were little.
Four.
Yeah.
Five. I think.
Five.
2013.
Yeah, it was 2013. Because
Ghosts just came out and stuff.
Well, I know we played Madden 13 that night. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. You can watch us live on Kick and YouTube.
Yep.
Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts. And then our podcast, Discord, Instagram, yeah. Twitter.
We always remind you about the Discord because you guys never join.
Yeah.
But
all of our other socials, everything but Facebook pretty much.
Yeah.
Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM me or Rylan on Discord or Instagram. Rylan, do you have anything?
No, you know, I think we're at like 3,010. Not 3,000. Wrong number. 310,000 downloads almost, at least. So, you know, thank you guys for that. You know, we're moving on up and up, you know. We're getting closer and closer to, you know, triple digits in episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, join our Discord. There's the piranha back there. We'll bite your fingers off. We'll have something. Fred the Cat scratch you. Zelda the Cat scratch you. I don't know. But something will happen if you don't join.
Yeah.
But, you know, follow our podcast socials, you know, personal socials. If you want, you know, merch, as Ashton said, you know, DM us on Discord for custom merch. You know, we Redbubble and Printify. If you want, follow. We have, like, you know, our podcast, you know, every single platform besides Facebook, basically. So, yeah. That's really all I say. You know, thank you guys for a lot of downloads.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right, guys. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah. See you guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.